You think you didn't like that Iranian nuclear deal? Wait till you hear what James Rosen has found out about some special concessions made to the Iranians. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. Right now, 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Tropical Storm Hermine continues its march across southern Georgia, heading out to sea. And back in Florida, where the storm made landfall in the overnight hours, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says most of his city is without electricity. But some people are thanking their lucky stars.
It kind of gives you an idea of just how unpredictable hurricanes can be. The storm was forecast to come straight toward Apalachicola. It ended up hitting a couple dozen miles southeast of here, and so they dodged the bullet here. Many people still have power. There is some debris in the streets, but for the most part, as a police officer told me who I spoke to this morning as he was on patrol, this is about as smooth as it gets for a hurricane.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, looks like Hermine may have only a modest impact here in the Washington area this weekend. But along the coast, they will see some nasty weather, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stager.
You can go right down to the southeast coast of Georgia and all the way up to the Jersey Shore. There's tropical storm watches as far north now as the northern parts of the Jersey Shore, Seaside Heights, Long Beach Island, and all that.
Forecasters think Hermine will remain far enough off the coast to spare us any greater impact. Ray's full forecast is just ahead. Hermine or not, a lot of people are expected to head to Ocean City for the Labor Day weekend. Tamori Winfield with the Maryland Transportation Authority says,
with the potential weather impact on Saturday and Sunday, we are kind of pushing for motorists, if they're going to be traveling over the holiday weekend, to get out on the roads on Friday, because that may be the best weather day that we have out of the 4 days for the weekend.
And if you can, he says, get started before 10 this morning or wait until after 9 tonight. The government's out with its latest report on unemployment data later this morning.
The Labor Department is expected to report 180,000 new jobs were added to the economy in August. A little fewer than the gains we saw in July, but the U.S. unemployment rate may slip lower to 4.8%, and average hourly wages are expected to rise again.
Correspondent Tom Busby, that jobs report due out at 8:30 this morning. The State Department has made what's seen as a significant decision to turn over all of the detailed planning schedules from Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State to the Associated Press by mid-October. It'll make available all of Clinton's minute-by-minute schedules before the presidential election. Hillary Clinton plans today to address what she calls excessive, unjustified costs for medications that have long been on the market. She's rolling out a plan designed to give the federal government more power to push back. The Rhode Island Avenue station on Metro's Red Line remains closed today as crews work to repair the mezzanine ceiling, where chunks of debris have been falling. Nobody's been hurt, though, but for now, Red Line trains are bypassing the Rhode Island Avenue station. The start of the school year in Loudoun County is getting off to a bumpy and long ride for some kids.
Erin Kelly is a seventh grader at Blue Ridge Middle School. Right now, her school commute round trip totals about 3 hours.
I'm hoping that there will be a shorter ride.
Her mom, Susanna, says something needs to change.
It really affects children's level of exhaustion at the end of the day.
Loudoun County School Board member Jill Turgeon says she's heard the worries every year. There are many factors, including a tight budget and staffing.
We are low on the number of bus drivers that we have right now, and so that means that we're doubling up on runs.
The Cowley family plans to speak out at the school board's next meeting on September 13th. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,419, the Nasdaq at 52,27. Sports, the Nationals open a weekend series against the Mets in New York tonight. The Orioles host the Yankees. NFL preseason, the Ravens win. WNBA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's the big story?
Chris Plant.
It is the craziest political season ever in American history.
9 to noon.
All kinds of stuff to talk about.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to JoeHadeed.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
After a long week, 270, you needed a break. Heaviest volume will be through Urbana and Hyattstown and briefly in Clarksburg. Not so bad beyond and through Rockville. In Damascus, the crash has cleared on 27 Ridge Road, right near Damascus High School, Bethesda Church Road, and that pace quickly getting better. North on Maryland 95, just north of the Beltway at 212, that crash now sits to the shoulder. Go ahead, you can take the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound passing Arundel Mills Boulevard. That crash is cleared. Slowest stretch now farther north from near 100 exiting up toward BWI Airport. So still a little extra time. You don't want to be late for that flight if you're on your way to the airport. South on 95, just a brief delay as you merge onto the Beltway. South on Virginia 95, the crash near the Prince William Parkway on the shoulder. Just a little bit of volume in each direction. Northbound, that's really the only delay I see on that Virginia stretch. Into the Wilson Bridge, we're delay free. Fairfax dealing with the water main break on Lee Highway at Hunter Road, that's near Nutley Street, and reduced to one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal areas especially will have impacts from Hermine and some gusty winds here over the upcoming weekend. The heaviest rain should stay to our east. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty northeast breeze. Tonight considerably cloudy, 69. Cloudy tomorrow, 77. Still quite breezy to windy at times. And on Sunday, probably some morning showers as the rain stays to our east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 68 in Arlington, 63 in Frederick, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Hermine Lashes, Florida. Get the very latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, about 30 minutes from now, you definitely want to be here. He's always informative. He's always entertaining. And it's his birthday. He's the birthday boy. James Rosen from Fox News will join us. You don't want to miss that. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor taking a few days off. We're being joined by Amber Smith, who has a new book out called Danger Close. It's about her exploits as a military pilot, a helicopter pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. But also, she's here because she has a lot of political acumen, having worked closely with the Republican Party on big issues. Good to have you here, Amber.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Joining us on the line right now, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County Public School Board member, a person who we have turned to from time to time to try to make sense of the nonsensical things that are going on with the Fairfax County School Board. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Amber. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. All right. So, listen, there's something that's going on. We've been talking to you about the transgendered sexual orientation issues, gender identity issues that are apparently a concern of so many members of the school board. And they've been trying to foister the sort of some policies on the school system without a great deal of discussion or input from the parents. Well, now it comes time for kids to go back to school. And there's this document out there that the students are asked to sign called the Students' Rights and Responsibilities. And you say that parents should work with their children to opt out in these back-to-school forms. Tell us more about why.
Well, good morning. So it doesn't take much these days to look around to see we're in an all-out culture war. It's being waged in the court of public opinion, in the nation's courtrooms, but it's also being waged in our classrooms. And we're at the point now where we're seeing the cost of the wages of this war. Whether you're looking at somebody sitting down on the sideline making millions of dollars against the national anthem, you're seeing principals ban American flags at Friday night football games. safe spaces on colleges where gender pronoun pins are being passed out to freshmen. And now we're seeing the experimenting with our children in the nation's classrooms. So really what this is about getting parents back into the driver's seat of their own children's education with confidence and opting out. Opt out and understand that as a parent, you have the primacy over your child's education, and that the government, whether it's the local government, which is, you know, your local school board, or the federal government, doesn't know better than parents. And what's going on in the classrooms is going to be experiment. It's not only the Students' Rights and Responsibilities document, which has language in it, which ultimately could result in discipline actions against your child, but it's also all of the family life education, guys, where we've seen phrases creep in like sex assigned at birth. You know, is that really something that you want to be experimenting with your kids? And I think it's just easier for the parents as they get ready to go back to school and ask to sign all of these forms is that when in doubt, opt out.
What kind of things would you be opting out there in Fairfax County?
Well, certainly the family life material has been expanded greatly this year. And not only has it been expanded greatly in terms of the type of material that's being taught, but the ages. We're seeing younger and younger, the expansion well beyond the Virginia Department of Education's family life curriculum. Fairfax County has adopted one that goes much, much further. And there is a new parent group called Concerned Parents and Educators, and they can be found at concernedparentsandeducators.org. And they have put together a fabulous parent information package that you can download, you can see, and you can look at some guidance of people who've taken the time to look at these lessons and look at and advise you on, look, do you want to have to deal with language like sex assigned at birth that appears in a Journal of Medicine article somewhere? And so we've just adopted it, injected it straight into, you know, pre-K through 12 education, and things like getting your student talking and advocating for themselves and their individual liberty and saying, no, you know what, I'm not just going to blindly sign a form because you put it in front of me. I'm going to decline to sign this, and I'm going to start reasserting my parental rights and my own child's education and saying, no, I don't think so. I think we're going to talk about some things this year within our own house instead of allowing this continued experimentation on our kids in the classrooms.
What are some other issues that are brought up in these sort of guidelines or questionnaires that some of the kids may have to fill out if they sign this form, in terms of, I saw something they may be questioned about drugs or eating habits or anorexia, stuff like that?
I mean, we're talking about even things like in fifth grade, where we're talking about the sources of and different types of drugs and access to and avoidance of, look, you shouldn't be taking marijuana, and you should. And I mean, you know, kids in fifth grade are really young and immature for topics that are so sexual violence, dating violence. Mm.
So it's almost exposing some kids to some subjects that they may not be aware of.
I think
ready
I
for
think
yeah.
I think a vast majority of kids aren't ready for some of the information at these very younger ages, and that you've got people who are developing a curriculum with either an agenda or certainly not with your own child's best interests. And talking about nocturnal admissions to kids who are 10 and 11 years old,
yeah.
Is that really what do you want to be dealing with the outcropping of that?
Very
and
quickly.
Having kids really upset by this? Or do you just say, you know what, we're going to choose not to participate in this, and we're going to get back into the reins of our own kids' education?
I just have 30 seconds left, so I need a quick answer on this. But, I mean, will there be repercussions for students whose parents opt out?
That's the beautiful thing, is I've spent the summer working with the superintendent and some of the leadership in FCPS, and the answer is no. And that's where the parents need to have the confidence.
So you have a rights and responsibilities packet that basically is optional.
I turned in my own children's, because I still have two kids left in FCPS, and I wrote decline to sign, because not only am I a school board member, but as a mom, you know, I have the responsibility for my own kids. And if I can do it, everybody else can have the confidence that we're not going to be weaponizing forms against parents. You know what? Get back into the driver's seat and have confidence to opt out. When in doubt, opt out.
All right, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member and the voice of reason on that school board. Thank you so much. It's good to have you.
Take care.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's begin in Fairfax. And for the most part, Virginia's been okay on this Friday morning, but it's a water main break that's we're really struggling on 29 Lee Highway. This will be south of I-66 on Lee Highway between Nutley Street and Cedar Lane at Hunter Road, where we're reduced to one lane getting by this water main break as they try to sort things out. On the Beltway Inner Loop, as you approach the Little River Turnpike, just brief delays there. Heavy from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Now seeing delays quickly forming to the crash up ahead on the 14th Street Bridge. So 395 had been okay, but now from the Pentagon, as you approach the bridge span for the crash and emerge onto the 14th Street Bridge, southbound George Washington Parkway, slowing. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound, much better crash at Arundel Mills. That has been cleared. Northbound 95 at 212, that accident cleared, as have the delays. And no problems to report making the trip south out of Burtonsville to White Oak, a little bit lighter than normal. And hello, Metro Rail. Just a reminder, on the Metro Rail's Rhode Island Avenue station remains closed at least through today for station inspections. Shuttle buses have been set up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today's going to be sunny. Clouds will sort of come in this afternoon, but really not too bad, 82 degrees. Tonight, considerable cloudiness and comfortable sleeping weather at 69. Tomorrow, only 77 degrees and mostly cloudy. And Sunday, be weather aware as we try to figure out what this tropical storm is going to be as it moves up the East Coast. You could have some rain in effect on Sunday into Monday. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
As I've said, Amber Smith is our special guest here in studio today while Larry's taking a day off. And she has written a book called Danger Close, My Epic Journey as a Combat Helicopter Pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're a combat veteran of both the Iraq and Afghanistan theaters, and you have some interesting stories to tell. And not only from the standpoint, I guess, of a pilot in that very, very stressful environment, but also as one of the few women who were doing that job at the time.
Yeah, so I made the decision to join the military back when I was in college at University of Washington, shortly after 9/11. I grew up in a very patriotic military family. My great-grandfather was in World War One. My grandfather, World War Two. He was a pilot, flew between Europe and Northern Africa. And then my dad was in the 82nd Airborne. Mm. All pilots. Both my sisters are military pilots as well. And after 9/11 happened, it just sort of reignited my love for aviation and my passion for wanting to serve this country. And so I decided that I wanted to serve at a time when I felt like my nation needed me most after we were attacked on 9/11. And I thought the best way to do that was in the form of aviation because of my background and my experiences with that. And I looked at all the different branches and the Army had exactly what I was looking for at the time. But I ended up being a helicopter pilot. And I'm so thankful that that route worked out because I love helicopters. It's such, they're such an amazing machine to fly.
You flew the Kiowa, which, as I remember, is mostly thought of as sort of a reconnaissance helicopter, but it has other roles now.
Yeah, so in the early 90s, it was it had a reconnaissance mission, and it sort of evolved into a light attack reconnaissance mission. So we carry a 50 cal machine gun, a rocket pod that carries up to 7 high explosive rockets, and we have the capability of having a weapons configuration of Hellfire missiles. So it's just has 2 seats, the co-pilot and the pilot, and we fly direct support for ground forces. So the infantry, Marines, Special Forces, NATO forces, I've worked with them all. But we fly extremely low level, you know, sometimes as low as 50 feet, definitely within eyesight of the enemy, definitely within their weapons range as well. And so we do anything we can, from looking for IEDs to looking for the enemy to shooting for the guys on the ground, doing anything we can to keep those guys on the ground safe.
All right. So you're flying low level, which means not only can you be effective in giving ground support, but you're a target. Did you ever get shot at?
Oh, being shot at is almost in the job description of being a Kiowa Warrior helicopter pilot. So yes, we got shot at very often. My helicopter took fire and got shot in Iraq. I had a bullet, an AK-47 round, land about a foot in back of my back. I talk about it at great length in my book, Danger Close. And it's a very dangerous mission, but we have incredible training, and it's a great aircraft, and I'm so thankful it brought me home every mission.
Yeah, so nowadays, you got out a few years ago, but I mean, nowadays it seems there are a lot more women taking on combat roles. It's part of the changing way that the military is looking at women in different roles. How do you feel about that? Because some people don't think it's a good idea in some areas.
Yeah, so my stance on the whole women in combat, opening up those ground roles and special operation roles to women, is the standards have to be the exact same. So the mission standard's not going to change, so the physical standard cannot be lowered to allow women to fill those positions. So if they can make the exact same standards as men, then, you know, good for them. But what I don't want to see happen in the military that I served in and that I love, I don't want to see standards lowered to meet a political quota. Yeah. That's what I don't want to see happen. If women can make it and they're an asset to the team, then good for them. They should be there, because if they make it, they should be the best person for the job. If, you know, politics get involved where suddenly one woman makes it and then, you know, military leadership says, oh, well, she has to have a battle buddy, there has to be at least 2 women. That's what I don't agree with. We can't be making special treatment.
Let me ask you this, because I'm always surprised that when people leave the military and they flew these amazing aircraft, that sometimes they don't ever pick up back up and fly an aircraft like that again. And you say you don't fly a helicopter now.
No, so I haven't flown a Kiowa. I got out in August of 2010, so over 6 years ago, and I chose to leave my flying days with the Kiowa Warrior with the Army, because I know that I'll never get that type of flying again. Yeah. It was the most incredible, amazing flight experiences that I'll ever have.
Well, I mean, I used to fly news helicopters years and years ago before I came to Washington, and I don't like getting in helicopters now, because I feel like all of my helicopter karma has been used up. Mm-hmm. Do you have that sense that, you know, I laid it all on the line, I've pushed my luck as far as I want to push it?
You know, there were definitely some close calls for me in Iraq and Afghanistan, so I'm incredibly thankful that I made it home from both of those wars. So I don't feel like I've got anything to prove in terms of my aviation ambitions, but I most definitely would love to go just on some sort of recreational flight in a helicopter again. I would totally do that.
Yeah. As we exit this segment, comment on the devolvement of the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East as since you've left that theater.
Well, look, I think that it's disheartening to see, after serving in, you know, both theaters of operation. I spent a year in each, so I devoted a good part of my life to that part of the world, and to sort of see the withdrawal from Iraq and what we're seeing with the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the mismanagement and sort of the political agenda behind both of them. It's really unfortunate, not only for a country who's put so much time and effort, but for the military servicemen and women who have spent their blood, sweat, and tears over there. It definitely could have been handled a lot better. And unfortunately, we're having to go back to Iraq now because of the rise of ISIS because of that 2011 withdrawal.
All right. Amber Smith is our guest today and the author of the book Danger Close, My Epic Journey as a Combat Helicopter Pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's good to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
More straight ahead. Right now, it's time at 8:25 for WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You bet, Jen. Let's head through town on Bladen. Spurg Road and South Dakota Avenue. D.C. police tell me they're trying to relocate the stalled cart. Push it out of the roadway. So on South Dakota Avenue, Bladensburg, with that activity. On New York Avenue, seeing some of the volume signal light delays just up to Bladensburg Road. And again, as you head toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, George Washington Parkway, fantastic. Finally get a break this week. It's been a long week. Not too much of any backups pushing south past the overlooks. Do have some of those delays heading over the Key Bridge onto M Street, but really that's about it there. To the 14th Street Bridge, we have a crash, 395 northbound, right as you come up to the bridge span, and it looks like they're trying to get two left lanes by. This is right where commuters from the George Washington Parkway southbound merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. That doesn't give you a merge lane. Be very careful. That's why the GW Parkway right there is extremely slow. In Fairfax, water main break on 29 Lee Highway at Hunter Road. That's between Nutley Street and Cedar Lane. If you can, try to avoid. Only one lane was getting by still. Last notice. South of 50 or north on 66, you can use that as some of your options or alternates. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from Hermine along the coastal areas, especially over the upcoming weekend. Sunshine will fade behind clouds here today with a high of 82 degrees. And if we do have any more significant impacts, it'll be probably sometime late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It's 8:27.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Coming up in just a moment, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. He's got a story that's going to make you really mad. It's time for the news at 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. America's unemployment rate is expected to tick down just a bit in the latest Labor Department report due out in just minutes. Economists surveyed by FactSet predict employers added 180,000 jobs in August and that the jobless rate will decline to 4.8%. As Tropical Storm Hermine continues to move steadily toward the East Coast, communities in Florida where the storm initially made landfall are now in damage assessment mode.
You have the storm surge and also high tide. Those two things coupled together, they really did bring a significant amount of water into this community here, into the city of St. Marks, Florida, which is actually one of the closest populated areas to where Hermine actually made landfall overnight. But what's interesting is how quickly the water seems to be receding.
Correspondent Paula Sandoval, Hermine's impact on the Washington area is likely to be modest, forecasters say, as the storm is expected to remain far enough out to sea to spare us any major effects. However, points south and east of Washington, especially the eastern shore, are likely to see some serious rain and gusty winds, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stager.
Right now, that's the best best forecast for where the worst impacts are going to be, as it'll probably become... It'll stay a tropical storm and may become extra tropical, but it might take a few days for that to happen. Extra tropical meaning it'll lose its tropical characteristics, so you may hear it go from Tropical Storm Hermine to Extra Tropical Storm Hermine.
Ray's full forecast is just ahead. Florida has another serious problem, too. Experts have now found Zika-carrying mosquitoes in Miami. The State Department has agreed to turn over to the Associated Press all of the detailed planning schedules from Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, and they say they will release those records to the AP before the election. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,419. The Nasdaq at 52,27. Sports a night off for both the Nats and O's. Tonight, the Nationals begin a series against the Mets in New York, while the Orioles host the Yankees. NFL preseason, the Ravens win again to stay unbeaten. WMDA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
Wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months, and it didn't sell. Then In comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. The August jobs report is just out. The Labor Department says employers added 151,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate remains 4.9%. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Interloop as you leave Springfield. Very slow, looking mostly at the heavy traffic in those main lines, but the crash is in the express lanes, and I'm trying to make heads or tails of how this is going on, but it looks like fire truck is straddling in between the right lane of the express lanes and the left lane of the main line, so we have one lane blocked on both of those arteries. Again, the through lanes and the express lanes of the Beltway before Braddock Road. So definitely a lot to check out. Have a couple fire trucks there at the scene of this crash. On 395 northbound, as you approach the 14th Street Bridge, stay to the left to get by the crash. Also, if you're coming off the southbound George Washington Parkway, that curve as you would merge then onto the 14th Street Bridge, that's right where the crash is, so you don't have a merge lane, so you're kind of merging into traffic. Everyone, be patient. Let everybody in there. Onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound and Laurel, slow. Northbound, the crash near Arundel Mills cleared. The traffic just north of Arundel Mills Boulevard takes you just a bit slow to get you past Route 100, but definitely improving. 270 south through Hyattstown slowing, and then Gooden through Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hermine will come up the eastern seaboard and stall, and that's going to be the trick to the forecast right now. Looks like to our east, especially on the beaches, it's going to be rough. Here, most likely just some showers and some gusty winds around toward the middle of the holiday weekend. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty breeze. Tonight, considerably cloudy, 69. Tomorrow, cloudy, 77. And at least some showers as we go through tomorrow night into Sunday with some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Warrenton, 66 in La Plata, and 68 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, that's what a little birdie told me. Somebody's having a birthday. Wonder who that could be.
Well, I happen to know it's James Rosen of your Fox News Channel. Good morning to you, James Rosen.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, so how old are you, by the way?
Well, I'll tell you, it's weird turning 30. And I'm only really good at it because I have so much experience with that.
Yeah, you've turned 30 many, many times.
It's like what Jack Benny.
It's like the 20th anniversary of your 30th birthday.
Well, let's not go too far.
Okay. So, James, I'm so glad to have you here this morning because I saw this story that you've been working on, and I got to tell you, it's one of those stories that just made me so angry and just outraged because I've always suspected this Iranian nuclear deal was not a good deal, that it was sort of not a great deal for the American people. And then we heard about the $400 million that they had to give in ransom slash
leverage, I don't know what that means, to get the hostages out so that they, at the time the deal was going together, and that made me angry. But this new development makes me even more angry. Tell me about what you reported yesterday.
So from the beginning, from the minute that this deal was finalized in July of 2015, critics of it have been warning that that its terms might effectively change during the implementation, whether through modifications to the deal or side deals that weren't known about and so forth. And now we have the most prestigious voice yet making that case. David Albright is a trained physicist who's worked at Princeton. He was an Iraq weapons inspector, and he's a nuclear analyst. He testifies before Congress all the time. He's got a group, a think tank called the Institute for Science and International Security. They call it the Good ISIS. And it's a very well-respected institution. They put out a report yesterday alleging that this joint commission, which is composed of the groups, the nations that negotiated the Iran deal, Iran, the United States, and the five other world powers that helped negotiate the deal. This joint commission meets in secret. Its decisions are secret. That's by definition in the nuclear deal itself. They have been issuing guidance on how implementation of the deal should go. And David Albright's group says some of the secret guidance that's been issued by this joint commission has actually relaxed the requirements for Iran in a number of ways, including their stockpiles that they're allowed to keep of low-enriched uranium. And the State Department pushed back very hard on this, said the goalposts haven't been moved, the Joint Commission hasn't given any exceptions, the Joint Commission hasn't loosened the requirements. But the State Department spokesman yesterday, John Kirby, spoke in language that some of us in the briefing room thought was a bit on the squirrely side with respect to Admiral Kirby. He wouldn't use the word exemptions. He would say there's been no exceptions, but he wouldn't say there hadn't been any exemptions. And he kept saying that the stockpile of low-enriched uranium that Iran's allowed to keep on hand that might be usable for a breakout toward a nuclear weapon hasn't changed. But we said, well, what about if it's not usable immediately for a breakout weapon? And he just kept repeating himself. So a lot of this gets very technical very quickly.
He had his book, and he wasn't going to vary from his answer, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hi, James. It's Amber. Do you think, based on your research and your reporting that you've been doing from the beginning of this, do you think that it is safe to say that Iran may possibly have a nuclear weapon in 10 years, and we helped pave the way for them by giving them this nuclear Iran deal, similarly to what happened in the 90s with the Clinton deal with North Korea?
Great to be with you, Amber. The Clinton deal in 1994 was called the Agreed Framework, and it was supposed to prevent North Korea from ever getting its hands on a nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And they just completely cheated on the deal and backed out of it. And we didn't realize till it was too late that they had been cheating. And now North Korea is essentially a nuclear weapons state. In the case of Iran, no, I don't think that Iran, unless they are massively cheating on the deal in some way that we wouldn't be able to see, and we should be able to see it, that they would have a nuclear weapon within 10 years. But there are so-called sunset clauses in the Iran nuclear deal that expire around year 15. And I do think that that the Iran nuclear deal makes it possible for Iran at a certain point, which is a long time in the life of a human being, but not a long time in the lifespan of the Middle East, to eventually acquire a nuclear weapon and to do so with the imprimatur of international legitimacy. I do.
And how can we be certain that they're not cheating? What sort of provisions are within the Iran deal that are going to ensure that they are not sort of cheating and doing things that they wouldn't say that they were going to do in terms of producing
fissile material? Well, we do have our own spy apparatus. And we have the spy services and the satellites and so forth of all of the allies who are involved in the negotiations as well, like Great Britain. But also, and the Obama administration says this often, and it's probably true, that this is the most intrusive inspection regimen that a country like Iran has ever been subjected to by the UN nuclear inspectors at the International Atomic Energy Agency. The worry of critics of this deal is not that the inspections wouldn't be intrusive enough, although there are indications, for example, that certain military sites are off limit to the IAEA. There are indications that in some cases the Iranians will be doing their own testing,
right.
And submitting it to the IAEA. But the question is whether what happens at the end at those 15 years for those sunset clauses.
Yeah, and that's a large concern that they're not going to be able to have those sort of no notice inspections at some of their facilities.
Right. It did not turn out to be 24/7 anytime, anywhere, as Ben Rhodes promised.
All right. A couple of things I want to ask you about in other news. It has to do with this email story. We keep getting a new story about the out of these Clinton emails every day. This one has to do with Doug Band, who's a top executive over at the Clinton Foundation, and an email he sent to Huma Abedin, the deputy chief of staff to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, saying, hey, we want diplomatic passports. Explain why this is a big deal.
Right. Well, it's more evidence that there was a very cozy relationship between the Clinton State Department and the Clinton Foundation, cozier than Secretary Clinton indicated there would be when she took the job of Secretary of State at her confirmation hearings in 2009. In this case, and we've seen a lot of emails between Doug Band and Huma Abedin where Doug Band is saying, hey, can we get so-and-so on the secretary's schedule? Hey, can we get this? Hey, can we get someone to talk to this person? And they usually are in service of people who have given money to the Clinton Foundation. In this case, the request for diplomatic passports, which was ultimately not issued, although Huma Abedin didn't ask why, she just said, okay, we'll figure it out, turned out to be in relation to former President Clinton's trip to Pyongyang, North Korea, to meet with Kim Jong-il at that time and secure the release of two American journalists who were being detained at that time. So this might be among the more legitimate. But be not mistaken, Brian Wilson, just as we continually see references periodically in the Associated Press or elsewhere to a quote-unquote new Nixon tape that has surfaced, you're going to be hearing about quote-unquote new Hillary Clinton emails for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I know. I know. Very quickly, because our time is almost up. In fact, we're over. I'm hearing a report. There's a report out there this morning. I've seen it in one place only, that this might be the day the FBI hands down its referral on the Clinton Foundation matter.
Its decision on the referral.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't got anything to add on that, but it would be ripe, because typically it doesn't even take this long for the FBI to announce whether it's going to act on a referral. And so this could be, again, one of those make-or-break moments in this campaign. I don't think we've ever seen a presidential candidate who, like Hillary Clinton in this cycle, whose electoral fortunes have been so dependent on other people, whether it's James Comey or Julian Assange. Say what you will about Donald Trump, we're not waiting on the word or the documents of some third person to make or break his campaign. Donald Trump seems to do that just fine on his own.
Well, and I always look at the calendar, and this is the Friday before a three-day weekend, so if there's bad news to be dropped, this is the day it gets dropped.
5:05 p.m., perhaps.
That's right. James, I'm sorry, we're way over. Got to go. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Happy birthday. It's
Thank
now
you.
Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jenny Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, the crash northbound 395 at the 14th Street Bridge. Wait for it. Wait for it. I'm watching the tow truck driver getting into the vehicle. They have one of the cars is getting ready to be towed out of there. So hopefully you get the right lane open momentarily right as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. And then the police will pick up those cones. Hard to merge on from southbound George Washington Parkway. That's your merge lane. So you're heading into traffic. Everyone, let everyone in there. On the Beltway, a little bit confusing for you if you're in the express lanes. That's where we have the crash. Inner loop as you come up to Braddock Road in the express lanes, and they're pushing everyone over to the main lines. And in the main lines, you lose the left lane at the scene of the crash. Everyone's busy through that stretch. Once you make it through there, you're okay. No problems heading over towards 66, and it's taking the pressure off of the rest of the Beltway ride to the American Legion Bridge. Top side of the Beltway, heaviest stretch now after New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, enjoying that Friday morning ride. And on 270, we've just about cleared out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from Hermine along the coastal areas, especially over the upcoming weekend. Sunshine will fade behind clouds here today with a high of 82 degrees. And if we do have any more significant impacts, it'll be probably sometime late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It's 8:47.
I know the sun is hot. Mosquitoes come.
Wow. Mosquitoes have become a problem, haven't they? With the advent of West Nile virus and now the Zika, it's getting to be a serious, serious problem in some parts of the country, and it's having an impact. I mean, for example, people are deciding that they don't want to travel to Florida, where they've been having problems in the Miami Beach area with cases of Zika. And the latest development is they have actually found some mosquitoes that were carrying the Zika virus, and that's causing them some great concern. So, I mean, a lot of people are saying, nope, I'm not going down there. I don't know. Would it bother you to get on a plane and go to Miami Beach right now?
Yeah, absolutely. If I had my choices, I would probably choose to go somewhere else. But what I want to know about Zika is everyone keeps talking about, oh, people are testing positive for Zika. It's found in this part of the country. It's found in this part of the country. But they're not saying how, like, if you think you have Zika, do you go call up your doctor and there's some sort of test, blood test that you can get that tests positive for Zika? Because they keep saying most people, most symptoms are relatively mild and it requires no specific treatment. So it's like, all right, are you just downplaying what Zika actually is? Because it seems like it's causing lots and lots of problems.
Yeah, serious problems. And we've had a lot of people in even our own area who have been tested positive for Zika, but apparently they got it from traveling to regions where the Zika virus didn't get it locally. It is 8:50 on WMAL.
This is Brian Scudamore. You hear me on the radio sometimes.
And we're his main man, Tom.
We believe your complete happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Number one,
freedom from hunger.
We believe everyone should have enough to eat.
Number two,
freedom from fear. We believe everyone deserves to live in peace.
Number three,
freedom from external limitations. We believe everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Number four,
freedom from junk. We believe pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things
and begin to live without those strings
joyfully like queens and kings.
We work until midnight 7 days a week
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
This probably won't surprise you, but nearly half of sunscreens don't live up to the SPF claim on their bottles. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Consumer Reports recently tested 65 sunscreen products, lotions, sprays, and sticks, and found 43% of them had less SPF than the label promised. Sunscreens with chemical active ingredients, such as avobenzone and a camsole, were found to perform better than those with natural or mineral active ingredients, such as titanium dioxide or zinc dioxide. So which came out on top? La Roche-Posay and Thelios, that was on top. Also Pure Sun Defense, that ranked very high. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends choosing a sunscreen that's at least an SPF of 30. That's going to block 97% of UVB rays. Don't forget to apply it all over your body, and ideally, every 2 hours. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand-wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just a couple of our late problems. Maryland Beltway, New Carrollton. It was a car fire on the inner loop at 450. Delays on the approach. Virginia Beltway, accident in the express lanes as you're leaving Springfield toward Tyson's. Inner loop before Braddock Road. All those express lane commuters are headed over now to the main lines, forced to make that detour over. And in the main lines, you lose the left lane. 395 North, pressure still on near the Pentagon to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Crash still in the right lane. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from Hermine along the coastal areas, especially over the upcoming weekend. Sunshine will fade behind clouds here today with a high of 82 degrees. And if we do have any more significant impacts, it'll be probably sometime late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 8:56.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Well, Amber Smith, thank you so much for joining us here today. Amber, of course, has a new book out called Danger Close. When you see it at the bookstore, go out and buy it. I think it's going to be a rollicking good tale of your time in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. You guys are the best. It was a great morning.
Well, we enjoyed having you. Okay, listen. Here, listen to this. Mary Walter is in for Chris Plant. But you may ask yourself, why is Mary Walter in for Chris Plant? Well, because Chris Plant is hosting later today for Rush Limbaugh. That's right. He's on The Big Show at noon. So a special programming note, be sure and listen in for Chris Plant filling in for Rush Limbaugh at noon today. Mary Walter, what do you got on the show?
Hey, good morning, guys. So Matt Lauer hosting a town hall and want to know who should host. Should we have journalists?